Early this morning, they set off in search of food. Instead, they ended up here in hospital after being shot. The Nasser Hospital in southern Gaza usually prioritizes children injured by Israeli airstrikes. But today, it was the adults who had been trying to feed their families. And two British volunteer doctors described what they saw.
What we do know is that 28 people have been brought here to Nasser dead. We have 5 patients currently who are brain dead, and we have over 200 patients here in the emergency department with injuries, most of which are gunshot injuries.
I've never seen anything that even comes close to what is happening at the moment here. It is a catastrophic situation. There's been absolutely no let up. There is constant bombardment. This morning we've had yet another mass casualty situation.
This is where the attack apparently happened. Dead Palestinians lying on the sand afterwards, empty aid bags used to cover their faces, while others return with sacks of food from a new and controversial aid distribution center inside an Israeli military zone.
There were many martyrs and wounded lying near the sea. If you went to help them, you would be injured. For about 2 hours, we lay on the ground. If you raised your head, they would shoot at you.
They said they would send aid to us. We went to receive the aid, and we were surprised by the Israeli army killing us after bringing us to, as it were, a safe place.
This is surveillance footage of the aid center itself, apparently at dawn this morning. It shows Palestinians running across the sand to collect food. The Gaza Humanitarian Foundation, which is backed by America and Israel, says it's peaceful and that reports of dead and injured are fabricated by Hamas. But Suhaib Abu Ter is not fighting for his life in this hospital bed for no reason at all. The Israeli army says its initial finding is that it did not fire at civilians, either within or near the distribution site. Earlier this week, dozens were injured when the Israelis fired warning shots. And stampedes for food would hardly be surprising in a place the UN now calls the hungriest on earth. Whatever really happened, the grief is real enough. And so are the body bags. This afternoon, the airstrikes resumed. Israel is vowing to take control of all of Gaza, while Hamas is refusing to release any more hostages unless Israel withdraws. A stalemate then, amid yet more killing and confusion in the fog of war.